9 o'clock hour on a football Friday. Of course, open lines if you want to talk about our football team. Bounce back spot against the Cardinals. Are you buying it? Or are we missing something? 248-539-9797. Cookie jar at 9:35 with what I'm being told are some real tough questions.
Some thinkers. Yeah. I think that's just all it. We're not saying we can't answer them.
I was going to say, I force you to use your brain a little bit on a Friday. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it's Friday at 9:30. I know you're Friday at 5 for us.
Yeah. No kidding. We'll get to that. We also have Tigers tickets to give away. We've been doing it every hour. They've hijacked our football Friday. And this is a good thing that we have a team that we can give tickets away and people are excited to win. If we tried to give away Tigers tickets in June or July, the demand wouldn't quite be the same.
Oh, yeah. And any time the call is made, I don't know if you've been watching.
Yeah.
The phone bank absolutely lights up.
Greg has to say, no, you have to listen for the drop.
Right.
You have to listen for the drop. In this hour, it's Dan Dickerson saying, that was hot.
Nice.
When you hear Dan Dickerson say that, call in. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Tigers on Tuesday against the Rays. John, that is a
Scooble start.
Tigers.
Scooble snack.
Yeah. Tickets available, tigers.com. One last chance to win this hour on the show. All right, trust is the key word. You trust the Lions in this spot. If they lose, would it break that trust?
Well, sure. I mean, this is one where, yeah, they always respond after a loss. And you believe that they're going to get back to what they do well. And it, some of it depends on, losses happen. You add them all up at the end of the year, and just because you would be 1-2 or 2-1, either one doesn't mean you're going to the Super Bowl or you're out of the playoffs.
Of course not.
You add them all up at the end of the season and say, hey, you know what? Hey, we did enough to win the division. We did enough to get a home playoff game and so on and so forth. But some of it is how they lose. You want to see that there is improvement in the red zone. You want to see that there is more of a rhythm to this offense. It has felt very choppy, unorganized, even though, hey, in between the 20s against Tampa, 450 yards of offense. They've been able to get J-Mo involved. He's been the guy that we thought he could be in the offseason when he was drafted. Now he's healthy. He's not suspended. All of these things are positives, but you want to feel it all, feel like it means something offensively. Like there is a rhythm. There's a point to, we're calling this one now. And then in the third quarter, oh, look at the same motion. Now all of a sudden J-Mo gets free for 55 yards.
At the end of the day, it's week three. Nothing is disqualifying, but it'd be a red flag if they lost this game.
Yes.
And I'm assuming they'd lose this game because the offense doesn't get going. And that would be a red flag. That back-to-back weeks, they weren't able to just show some resilience and get back out there and be the team we thought they were.
I think those that are, feeling a moment of pause with this game are concerned that the offense does get going, but that now it's the defense and that they can't, the story will be that they can't put both sides of the ball together at the same time because you got a mobile quarterback, you got Marvin Harrison Jr., you got all of these, James Conner in the rushing game. Go ahead, hand the ball up to James Conner. I think DJ Reader, Aleem McNeil, Levi Onwuzurike, Hutch, Davenport, I think they'll all have something to say about that.
Lions were a great run defense last year.
Challenge them.
Yeah, go ahead. Now, I think people aren't really concerned about James Conner running for 100 yards. They're concerned about a play that's called pass that Kyler Murray turns into a 15-yard run on a third down and a drive that should have been over is still going.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, he'll do it at least once or twice this game.
Yeah, it's going to happen. So be ready for it. It's going to happen. But it doesn't have to be hit the panic button.
Yeah, think about it too, though. The Lions last week, they got that PI call on Terrion Arnold. And you're setting up in favorable field position. But the Lions defense
holds.
Red zone. Sudden change. Make a play. Step up. I mean, if the defense is improved, that's what we were led to believe. It's what we've seen. They win this game. And if they don't, then that's the other side of this. Okay, John, let's say the offense does show up, but the defense doesn't. That's also, maybe they're not what we thought they were. Mm-hmm. Red flag early in the season. Like, nothing's disqualifying. Don't jump down our throat. But I think that's the question going into this game. If they're the team we thought they were, I don't care that it's in Arizona. I don't care it's out west. I don't care that Kyler's mobile. I don't care that the offense hasn't hit their stride yet. You win this football game.
Was Denny Green at Arizona when he had the quote, we are who we thought we were?
No, it was about, well, he was with Arizona. He was talking about the Bears.
No, I know. Yeah, but he was with Arizona.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I think we need to come out of this one saying we are who we thought we were.
Yeah, the Lions are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
We let them off the hook. You want to crown them? Crown their ass. But the Lions are who we thought they were. Yeah, we should be saying that on Monday. Ticket Texter says, mark my words, we don't play well against Arizona. We don't do well against mobile quarterbacks. The Lions will lose again, and I'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, rough Sunday last week, but look at the yardage. Lions, 463 to 216 last week. Ticket Texter goes on to say, with the defense really showing face, red zone was a dud. Even if we only go 3-for-7 in the red zone, the Lions would have won that game by double digits. They're fine. That's Mike in his work truck.
Yeah.
I don't believe the Lions will lose this game, but my fear is the man-to-man defense leaves a lot of running room for a mobile quarterback. Right, the way Glenn wants to play.
Sure.
Heads turned. You're worried about your guy.
So tell me, what do good coaches adjust?
Supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, you have to defend the opponent, and the opponent is going to change week to week. So, yeah, I mean, I do think Aaron Glenn, he's been given more toys to play with. And we've seen through two games, it's been a lot better.
Love what Goff has done for us, but without our O-line playing elite, it's tough for him. The O-line needs to take another step up. Who on the D-line am I concerned with for Arizona?
Well, I would say that about L.A. and again, about, you know, the Tampa Bay. Okay, Vita Vea, but I'm not concerned about him rushing the passer.
The Lions,
especially up against Frank.
But my point is, the Lions have run the ball in each of those games. If they just get back to that and stick with it, Jared Goff is going to be a beneficiary of that.
It's just not running the ball, though. It's the biggest concern for me is the pass protection. And it's the interior three that I think have come up a little bit short in pass protection.
The Honolulu Blue Wall, once again, overconfident about the Lions this weekend.
Hmm.
Lions are favored in this game, too. Could you remind people of that?
That's why we play the game.
No, I know, but the idea that we are the ones who are overconfident, like the odds makers believe the Lions are winning this game too, and they don't have any bias. They don't live in Novi. They don't live in Northville. They're not Metro Detroiters.
No, most of them live in Vegas.
Right.
Maybe they're working remotely now.
Well, and they're right a lot.
Yeah.
They're not always right. I'm not saying that's a guarantee they're going to win because they're favored, but the idea that we are perpetuating some false idea that the Lions are a good football team.
It's not going to be an upset if the Lions win.
Right. They're expected to go on the road and win this football game.
Yeah.
It's all on track with the Lions beating the Rams in a close game. Arizona blowing the Rams out. Everybody thinks Arizona will beat the Lions, but the NFL has it right. The Lions go in there and win. Game, set, match, Scott in South Lion. That sounds more like
mm-hmm.
it.
Yep. Pat him on the head as he walks by to the locker room. Thanks, fella. Thanks, little buddy.
Speaking of the little guy.
Yeah.
All right, so who's number one responsible for spying him?
Well, they don't do the spy.
I know, right. Not the spy, but still somebody has to be a... When you play a quarterback like him, you've got to have a priority guy on him.
I think this is a Jack Campbell game.
That's what I thought.
This is a Jack Campbell game. And I thought that as soon as Alex Anzalone went out last week and we heard he was out with a concussion protocol, this was an opportunity for Jack Campbell to step up and play that position and be the guy that he was drafted in the first round to be. Now, if Alex Anzalone is there, it adds to you get your veteran leadership, you get your experience, and you've got an athlete – that was off the charts in athletic scoring. One of the things that we know Brad Holmes values a lot. This is the time for him to show that athleticism.
This is why they took him 18th overall, because it was a little bit of a reach.
Yeah.
Mobile quarterbacks. It's the trend in the NFL. It's where things are going, whether it's Jordan Love, it's Caleb Williams. You thought it was Justin Fields last year. It's going to be a mobile quarterback that you're going to have to, if you get to the Super Bowl, and I know that that Baltimore right now is 0-2, but if you have to face Lamar Jackson, you have to defend and beat mobile quarterbacks. Just look at the best quarterback in the league, Patrick Mahomes. He's not as mobile or as fast as Lamar, and there's other ones. Kyler Murray is faster than he is, but you're going to have to beat a mobile quarterback.
Just because the quarterback runs doesn't mean you're going to lose the game. I think, and I could double check this, John, Lions won 3 of the last 4 against the Bears with Justin Fields, and he had some big rushing games in that span.
Yeah, 100 yards.
Sure, a couple of them at least. Kyler might run for 50 yards in this game. 60 even. It doesn't mean you're losing.
Right.
He's going to get some of his. He's a dynamic athlete. All short jokes aside, he is a guy who can make people miss in the open field.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions will have to do a good enough job rallying, coming up to tackle, and getting him off the field just enough times.
It's because you might not see him.
Hard to spot behind that offensive line. Sneaky. All right, we've got Mike Valeni's Dog of the Week coming up next. We got the cookie jar at 9:35. And, of course, you guys can jump in with any Lions thoughts. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
I've been telling you about injury attorney David Feminino for some time, and under a lot of different circumstances, under different seasons. Just listen to some of the results that David and his team have been getting for their injured clients. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for another, $11.5 million for a client. You need an attorney that will fight relentlessly for you and a team that supports him. You can call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
We'll get to the pick in a second. 4-0 picking underdogs this season. Mike Valeni in the studio. Good morning.
Hello, sir.
How are you? Turn your mic on.
Hi.
First day on radio. Come on.
Only one cup of coffee. Just I'll get there, guys. I promise.
It's too early.
It is. What's up? What can I do for you?
I do this on zero cups of coffee.
Yeah. Which your
what's your excuse?
Yeah, but you're a weirdo. That's the difference. Okay, fine. Is he the only morning guy in America who doesn't do coffee? How do you get up at 4:30 in the morning for it? You don't do coffee either?
I don't do coffee, but I do like Diet Pop. I'll do a Red Bull once in a while.
All right, now you're speaking my language. Like, yeah. Got to have energy drinks. You don't do none of it.
Rack energy drinks over there if I need one.
All right, well.
Anyway.
Wait till you get old.
Exactly.
You'll see. It'll hit.
Mm-hmm. We'll get some thoughts on the Spartans and the Wolverines and the Lions, but who is your underdog of the week?
Okay. We were just talking about this off air. When nobody wants it, when it's the island of misfit toys. That's right where we want to be. Oklahoma +7.5.
Ooh.
Everyone loves Tennessee. They're America's darling. This is Oklahoma's SEC debut. It's one of the rare times they get a big home game. Remember, their biggest game is always at the Cotton Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
This place is going to be electric. It's Nico's first true road start. You're going against top 15 defense. And Oklahoma's getting healthy. They're getting 3 O-linemen back this week. They've got one of the better right tackles in the sport. Who will he line up across from? James Pierce. And they're getting Nick Anderson back out wide. They're getting Andrell Anthony back this week.
Well, we'll see if that $8 million contract that Nico signed is worth it.
Yeah, I got to take the 7.5 here. And again, you and I, we like Tennessee. And I think they're very good. Who have they played? NC State blows.
Yep.
They beat like Western Tech, and then they bombed Kent State, who lost to, what was it, St. Francis of Assisi High School the week before.
Right, so, they're averaging, 63 points a game against that?
But I'll trust Venables in this spot. Give me the 7.5.
We got a sweatshirt bet riding on it, Mike and I, because I'm on Tennessee.
He hates this pick.
Oh, so what's the sweatshirt?
Buy the other person a sweatshirt.
To be determined by it. It's basically something we've always done is like, okay, I don't need your damn money. Let's just, we'll just bet a sweatshirt amongst friends. We don't need to like give the book our money.
It was 2 years ago, I basically outfitted your whole wardrobe.
That was a tough year for you. It was tough. A couple nice.
I'm not entering that bet with Heather right now.
No, Heather's on fire. Yeah,
you see that over there?
14-7.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
It's great, including picking Tennessee because I want to go to Nashville.
Yep.
Right.
But that shows you the absurdity.
So take all your reasons and get your underdog out of here. Listen, Heather wants to visit Nashville.
You
didn't consider that in your handicap.
No, I did. I also didn't consider that Will Levis has a walnut-sized brain. Two straight weeks Will Levis has.
Yeah, but he's trying to rewire it.
Oh. Mayo and the coffee will do that.
Yeah. Eating the banana rind.
Did you like what Callahan did? I loved it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, call a spade a spade.
Yep.
I mean, if it's not, and you put a quarterback on notice, especially a young quarterback. Now, if he's a 10-year vet, first of all, he's not making both of those plays to lose both games. But if it happens, maybe there's a little cachet that you don't do this, but this is a second-year quarterback. I mean, and they couldn't have been any worse. The turnover with the Bears is maybe the worst one I've ever seen.
But he followed it up last week against the Jets, and you're like, well, what the F are you doing was the general sentiment for anyone watching. Why is it wrong for the coach to say it?
What everybody's thinking, right? That's credibility.
What'd you make of Saleh on Rodgers last night? Not a hug guy? What'd you make out of that?
I didn't watch much of it. I watched the first couple of minutes. I watched until it was, 14-0?
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots are limited. Yeah. But, like, no, it was funny. It was like Saleh kind of went in for a hug, and Rodgers is like, we're not doing that. And it was just, it's so bizarre.
Anything with Aaron Rodgers is awkward.
Yeah, big time.
And you got to love the fact that they're doing it on a national scene.
Oh, yeah. And the New York papers are all over everything he does. So that whole interaction with Saleh, that's the back page.
That's, like, that's
all there. Aaron Rodgers in New York is like the opposite of where he needs to be. He lived in luxury in Green Bay because you have no media.
Right.
You go to New York, they're going to analyze like
everything. Word. Yeah.
Like lip reader stuff, the FBI level.
So what was he saying?
No, it wasn't even the same. He claims he said to Saleh, because Saleh, like, his big thing is two-score lead. And Rodgers basically was like, yeah, we're not doing a hug, two-score lead. And just walked.
What do you make of the whole thing with Hassan Reddick? Is he retiring?
John, I don't know. How do you trade for a guy knowing he wants a contract?
And then not even discuss it.
And then if you're Hassan Reddick, it gets to a point where you're like, am I really going to miss out on $14 million? Towards the end of my career, when I really didn't have a last good couple years in Philly,
yep.
You'd need to explain it to me. I've never seen anything like it. Why would you acquire the player if you didn't want to pay the cost of acquisition?
Right.
Especially
yep.
if you're losing Bryce Huff. Like, they had to get a pass rusher. Their pass rush sucks now.
Yeah.
Jermaine Johnson's out for the year.
Yep. Achilles, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Couple rapid fire with you. Sure. Bounce back for the Lions. We're all on board. Super confident. You?
I'm not super confident because I think Arizona's actually playing really, really well, but I'm confident. Look, box score-wise, Team A, Team B, if the Lions are Team A and the Bucs were Team B, the Lions should have won that game by 3 touchdowns
mm-hmm.
on a box score level. It's just an outlier. I still think they're really, really good. I'm confident. But road games in the NFL, no, I don't. It's unless tough. I'm going to Carolina, I'm not getting cocky about that.
Okay.
Or the Giants.
And then the last one I have for you here, Michigan State. Who do we learn more about this week?
Michigan. Because State is what they are. I don't think there's any scenario State's good. I think they could be interesting or fun.
They could be 4-0 with two big road wins.
And maybe
as full touchdown underdogs.
Six.
Oh, okay.
With Michigan, I think, look, I said this to you, and I'm not touching that game with a 10-foot pole. There's a pathway that Orji can make them better, but they got to buy into it. And you got to lean on him over there to tell me whether they're going to do it. You should take what Gus Malzahn does at UCF. That's your new reality.
Yeah.
It's in
power
essence,
spread run,
a wildcat offense where Orji is 10 to 12 runs. We're using jet motion on everything.
Yeah.
It's a lot like what Greg Roman did when Lamar entered the league. And that's not to say we're not letting Orji throw it, but it's spoon fed throws, hard play action, single read stuff, and couple of shot plays. His yeah. running attempts should match his passing attempts, basically 15 to 15.
Yeah. And a balanced offense in this situation is 75% run.
Yes.
At least.
Like, there's like an adage, service academies want a 7-possession game. That the way they play, to not expose their defense, I want a 7-possession game. If you can make USC a 7-possession game, then you should never be trailing by that much. Because I don't accept that Michigan's hapless. I know, like, David and Rico make fun of me because they're like, well, what? I'm like, guys, it's just, they still have a lot of talent, all right? I understand they're not flashy. But there's a pathway here. USC is still giving up almost 4.5 yards a carry. And LSU's defense is what?
Right.
Nothing.
And so Michigan's defense needs to play to the level that they're supposed to play with. And I'll ask you, I mean, can Wink make the adjustment?
No.
It's you know this is a Giants
John,
fan.
He won't. John, I'm biased,
no, I know.
I
know.
Remember,
I know.
He was with the Giants, and I watched it every week. And you're like, why are you doing? Look, you can't be a 60% blitz DC mm-hmm. if you're not creating havoc. It does not compute. So if they're if they bring Orji in and we want a 7-possession game, then why am I opening up my defense to more shot plays and more splash plays? Wouldn't you want to continue condensing that game down?
Yeah, you don't want to have a quick score.
I didn't like the Wink thing. I don't like him. But if you're thinking there's adjustments, he'd have to do something he basically refuses to do. He won't adjust. It's why Daboll and him damn near got into a fist fight last year.
Yeah.
What do you have coming up on your show today? Celebrating TJ's 40th birthday. What else is in store?
We've actually got a 5-pound Zin that we're going to try to jam in his mouth.
Oh,
and then,
oh wow.
A lot of Lions. I do want to talk some college football. We are tigered out. Okay, go play your game in Baltimore tonight. There's nothing more I can do on a predictive measure. But just all football. Do the prop bet casino. Do the picks. Heather's destroying all of us, mm-hmm. so this is concerning.
Would she be winning on your show, too?
Yes. 14-7? You could retire off of that.
Best at the station, Heather Park.
No, I mean, 14-7 is like...
Yeah, crushing it.
Savor to flavor. That ain't going to keep up.
Well, this plays off of what we talked about on Cash a Ticket after last weekend. Nobody knows anything.
No.
Nobody knows anything.
No.
And the more you know, sometimes the worse you are.
No, yep. Weekends like last Saturday, I don't know the front from the back of a horse. You're like, what am I watching? I don't know.
So with that said, download Cash the Ticket. Listen to all of our picks, college and pro, because, later today.
But the work is the work. Like, if you like hearing about football and you like just two guys breaking balls and having a good time with it, that's what it is. You know, no, I'm sorry. I must have missed where people are paying $4.99 for your package.
Whoa.
That's a good one. Yeah, I walked into that. Yeah. I dig that. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Mike Filani.
Feel free to use that, guys.
Where's the decimal? But it's 4.99, right?
You know what I mean. Yes. Uh-oh. Oh, I'm proud of you, bud. Look at him building his own little
drone. Oh, it's nice. Yes.
Oh, he's like a butterfly.
He's growing up right in front of us. He really is.
Oh, that's great.
Uh-huh.
We got the cookie jar coming up next. Mike Filani, catch him 2-6 and Cash the Ticket. Thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir.
97.1. Congrats to Luke in Lake Orion. He won our final pair of Tigers tickets today. He's going Tuesday with Scooble on the bump against the Rays. You can get tickets, tigers.com. And I think, are we going to have more to give away on Monday? Yes, you'll have another chance on Monday. All right, Friday, it's Cookie Jar. All right, questions that need answers. Bill Belichick wanted to give Matt Patricia credit for the Lions' success. A caller presented the wingman theory. My question, which current Detroit athlete or coach would be the best wingman?
That's a tough one, which is why we think this is a thinker. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go with what I know best, guys that I hang out with. Let's go O-line. I'm going to go Penei Sewell. Everybody loves a big bear. So huggable. All right.
Friendly.
Soft and cuddly.
Sure.
All right.
Maybe off the field.
I don't want him to be my wingman on the field. There's not much opportunity there.
No, when I think of Penei Sewell, I don't think soft and cuddly. I think about him destroying people.
Right, yes. But we have this ability to, hey, between the lines, we can be badasses. We can be tough guys. We can maul people. And then everybody loves it that when you get off, oh, he's got such a great personality. Oh, he's so nice. That's the guy I'm going to have as my wingman.
This was so hard for me to answer. If I'm thinking like I'm a guy, right? I'm trying to pick another man here.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know all the players, but I went with Dan Campbell because I think everybody really likes him. He's charismatic. He can say things that get your attention, right? Mm-hmm. So I think I would go with
witty.
Him.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. He
likeable. He's super likeable. Yeah. Greg?
I thought of this about 30 seconds ago. Javi Baez after he strikes out.
Oh! Hey-o! Wow. I'm with Heather here. Dan Campbell. I think the ladies love him. If you walk into a place with Dan Campbell and your intentions are certain things, I think it's going to be the deal's going to get done most of the time.
Oh, you think it's a gold mine?
Oh, yeah. If Dan Campbell, you walk into Applebee's right now at Dan Campbell, and the party is on.
That's not where I'm going for.
Yeah, you might not want to go to Applebee's. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
You can go wherever you want, but I picked Applebee's because
of
that's the reason why the Lions are losing.
Sure, commercial.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I considered AJ Hinch because no one's putting his guys in better position than AJ. He'd know situationally what to do, but I went personality. Mo Sider, goofy, fun, approachable. Mo Sider.
Okay, Rich. Mo Sider walks into a bar.
Who's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm not doing this for star power.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for the personality.
Star power would help, though.
Yes.
Just letting you know. Yeah,
okay. Go walk in with Stevie Y.
Sorry, hey, Mo, you're no big deal.
If you walked in a place with Dan Campbell right now, you're changing the environment.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's on.
Kyler Murray is listed at 5'10". What height do you consider to be short?
Would you like to go first, Heather?
Well, for me, it's going to be anyone who's shorter than me.
Okay.
I'm 5'8". So I would say 5'8 or below, you're short.
Little fella.
Yeah.
John, as someone who towers over most people, what's short?
Anything under 6 foot.
So everyone is basically short.
Short, yeah. You're short.
The average height of a male is 5'9".
We've got a lot of shorties.
So I would say anything below average is short. 5'8 is short.
I would say 5'9". When you get into single digits in the inches category for 5-footers, 5'9".
Tom?
So you're admitting you're short?
Yeah,
he nods his
and
head.
And now I'm short, too, according to John.
You are?
I went 5'7", men, 5'3", women.
Oh, I didn't know we were including women in this as well.
Yeah. 5'3 is pretty short.
I say for women, 5'1 is short?
That's short, too.
John?
That's short.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would just go with if it's 6 foot for dudes, it's 5 foot for women.
Okay.
Let's keep it nice.
12
round
inches.
Numbers. Yeah.
All right. The Lions are in Arizona this weekend. Is the Grand Canyon the best U.S. attraction? If not, what is?
No, I don't even think it's a top 10.
It is hard. The Grand Canyon is amazing. It's beautiful. It is a sight to go see. You should definitely check it out. But there is so many other beautiful
Sure. If you're just simply talking locations. Like landscape, I think Yellowstone would crush the Grand Canyon.
See, I don't agree with that. I liked Yellowstone, but I don't think it crushes the Grand Canyon. Like Yosemite, yes, that can crush the Grand Canyon. Zion, if you've ever done Angel's Landing.
Oh, you've done all these parks.
That can crush the Grand Canyon. Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm. Glacier, you've been to Glacier?
I haven't. It was on our list, and then we ended up skipping it. We'll be there.
I think if you're just talking about an attraction, I think you got to go with Disney World.
Oh, no. No. That's the worst place ever. Compared to the Grand Canyon, you got to see all these nasty people walking around.
Numbers would say otherwise.
Oh. No,
yeah, in terms of a tourist attraction, right. But I'm thinking something just a little more subtle. First off, no way on the Grand Canyon. I mean, it's a hole. Okay, wow, nice big hole.
Have you ever went there and really? Hiked it? It's beautiful. Wow.
I mean, please clip that one.
All right, Outer Banks.
Mm-hmm.
How about this, like, for a trip?
It's actually not a hole.
Pigeon Forge. To Gatlinburg, into the Smokies, into the Blue Ridge Mountains. That's awesome.
Oh, it's a hill. Who cares?
Oh, it's a hill. Who cares? That's great.
It's a hill. Who cares?
I like mountains.
I said the road to Hana, Maui, Hawaii. You got black sand beaches. You have beautiful scenery.
Oh, sure. The Hana Highway.
Yes. Hana Highway in Hawaii. Yep. MSU is playing an East Coast team. Michigan is playing a West Coast team. Which coast would you rather live on?
West.
Why?
The weather, the scenery, it's a little bit more like laid back. Easy, hands down, West Coast.
I think like living in a democracy, so I'll say
East Coast. Here we go. Put it on a tee for you.
Southeast.
I would say the East Coast is more like us. They have four seasons. They're passionate about their sports teams. I would say East.
Ew, get rid of winter. No, thank you.
I'm going to say West, but I'm not thinking of like California.
East Coast includes, sorry, Greg. I mean, it's not just all winter. I mean, you have
Just give me nice warm weather all year round, and I'll be happy.
Okay.
I'm thinking of like an Oregon or Washington. No, a little cloudy, but like the forestry there looks beautiful.
Sure.
Rugged Pacific Northwest. All right.
Yeah.
Well, first off, East Coast, because there's really no big earthquakes. You have the big one on the West Coast. But also, just New England. The New England coast above New York is awesome.
Yeah.
Outer Banks, again, another mention. Like the Savannah area, very underrated part of the country.
Should you make your bed every day?
Yes, it's non-negotiable. Absolutely. It's an easy win to start the day off with. You got to show that you could do the little things right. Details absolutely matter. Habits matter. You start with creating good habits. It carries over into the big things.
No, it's okay. You don't have to make your bed. Put your sheet, like, take your comforter and put it back up to the top, but you don't have to, like, make the bed every single day.
It doesn't have to be precise, like John asked you. Now, do you have to do it very first thing? You did say first thing.
How do you make the bed when you're the first one to leave?
Well, because I take the sheets and I...
You just tuck Lisa in. Like, okay, sweetie.
No, I pull the sheets over, I tuck in my side, make it nice.
Okay.
Yeah, you do have to make it to some capacity, and this is an OCD thing for me. Like, I don't like the bed not being made.
Who says you have to make the bed? It's a waste of time. You're going to get right back into the bed at the end of the day.
Because who doesn't love getting into a bed that's been nicely made? You don't have to worry about trying to, where's the bottom sheet? All of that stuff.
This kid probably doesn't even use.
This kid. This I appreciate kid. That.
He doesn't
yes.
use the top sheet.
Who uses the top sheet?
Told you.
Now, Greg? See, the key here is that if you throw off the cover and then she throws off the cover as well, then you get the blankets all twisted.
Yeah.
They get them all strewn all over the place. That's a mess.
Points were strewn this morning. Yeah. Vocabulary. Okay, last one. Do you brush your teeth with hot or cold water?
I don't care. I really don't care. In the morning, when I turn the faucet on, I'm not going to sit there and wait for the faucet to heat up. I mean, room temp is, that's not an option. So whatever comes out of the faucet, that's what I'm brushing my teeth with.
But if you had a preference, if I offered you both options, it's America, choices, all that.
I can't say that that decision or that thing has ever entered my mind.
Okay. Yeah, John, the democracy of freedom, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, of choosing.
You must not have sensitive teeth because I do, and I cannot brush my teeth with cold water or like rinse with cold water. It has, I really? Don't go hot. I go warm water, but if I had to choose between hot or cold, I'd pick hot.
Look, I agree with what John says, but what I would classify John's response is that is cold water.
Okay. So cold just, water.
As soon as you turn the faucet, that's cold water. Tom?
This fascinates me. I didn't know this was a thing. I thought everybody brushed their teeth with cold water.
Oh,
unless
no.
there was some sort of, you know, cleaning thing you were doing because the dentist told you to do it with warm water. Honestly, this is like news to me.
Oh, I prefer
warm
been,
water. Yeah, I've never even thought of this.
It's always just been cold water.
Oh, see, I like the warm water.
Me too.
We like cats.
You probably shouldn't do this, but you keep the water running while you brush your teeth. It warms up a little bit. You rinse with the warm water.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Heather's with me.
Yes. Warm water all the way. Let's go.
At least I'm not alone on that one. All right. That's the cookie jar. It's 97.1.
All right, you guys. I know that some of you are finding yourself wearing a hat more and more often, or maybe you're turning off your camera on Zoom calls. Well, it's time to deal with your hair loss, and it's time to talk to the guy who wrote the book on it. Literally, that's Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration. He's Michigan's number one hair restoration specialist, and Dr. B can restore your hair and your confidence just like he's done for thousands of guys over the years. You can go online and read reviews from his patients who all recommend Dr. B, and you know what? They all talk about how much younger and more confident they feel after their procedure. They say they couldn't be happier with the results, and many even saying that it's the best decision and investment that they've ever made. Now, Michigan Hair Restoration has so many more options than just hair transplants. There's lots of natural remedies, and these therapies keep getting better and better results for his patients. Dr. B has treatment plans that fit almost every budget, and right now they've got a special you can't miss. Call and book your consult and speak to Maria. Make sure you mention 97.1, and you're going to get this complimentary natural hair remedy treatment valued at $1,000 at your consultation. You don't want to miss it. Download Dr. B's Ultimate Guide to Hair Loss and Restoration today at MichiganHairRestoration.com.
.1. We're having a good time on a Friday. Some ticket texts pouring in after the cookie jar. It's the water that most people have opinions on.
Really?
Yeah, you would think it could have been wingman or...
Yeah. I honestly have never even thought of the temperature of the water when I brush my teeth. All I know is I'm not going to sit there and wait for it to warm up.
Yeah, warm water has a lot more minerals, Jeff, in Ann Arbor, from the buildup of the water heater. Those minerals slowly take the enamel off your teeth. You shouldn't brush and rinse with warm
maybe
water.
Maybe hence why I have these sensitive teeth.
Could be.
Someone says, I turn on the warm water in the morning, brush my teeth while it's cold. When it turns warm, I wash my face. Kim in Sterling Heights.
Well, that's one of the reasons I also like brushing with warm water, because I let the water warm up, brush my teeth, and then when I wash my face, the water's already hot. It's great to go.
See, I go with the cold water splash in the morning.
What kind of psycho brushes their teeth with hot water? Good God, that's insanity.
Well, it's the same people that don't care about making them better, but washing their feet. I mean, I don't even know if I'd, you know, those sheets must be nasty.
Costa's right about the bed stuff. I want to agree with him on that. So at least somebody's with me. You don't have to make your bed every single day. It's a pointless exercise.
No, it's not.
There has been studies on it.
Oh, yeah, it sets the tone. Yeah. People that are detail-oriented.
They're more successful.
Yeah.
My point is you could pick anything to be detail-oriented about in the morning. It could be something else in your routine that helps you get set up.
How you brush your teeth and the water you use.
Yeah, it could be that you are a warm water teeth brusher, and that routine helps you get started. This one says, I make my bed when I change the sheets. Never besides then.
How often is he changing his sheets, yeah. I guess, is the question.
Mm-hmm. Depends if they wash their feet.
100% makes sense that the guy who doesn't know what Bronner's is would brush and rinse with warm water. Gilly at work.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Soft.
Colin takes those lifts. Come on.
Soft.
Warm water is soft.
Yeah.
And cold water is manly. Mm-hmm. Brush your teeth with ice cold water. You actually should use ice.
Yeah, you should use lake water.
Right.
Nasty.
What are you going to do when you're camping? It's lake water. River true. Water.
Colin, take those lifts out of your shoes. He's 5'7".
Short.
This one says, I have to change the way I look at my wingman. I always went for a wingman that was uglier than me.
Well, we discussed this. You never want your wingman or wing girl or whatever you call it to be
better looking than
you. Well, you don't want them, the person you're trying to, you know, take on a date or go home with to go home with your wingman.
Right, yes. Instead of you. Yes, you. Well, then you become the wingman.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
Yes. Accidental wingman.
Yeah. So you take someone that's in a committed relationship, married.
But has to be charismatic and outgoing and enough to like
attract some attention.
Yeah.
Break the ice, take some of the tension away, make it easy for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doug, as he comes in here, as a matter of fact, was my wingman.
Really?
Yeah.
With your now wife.
So what are you saying? You're way more attractive than Doug?
No.
Like, what's your point?
No. All I'm saying is, because we had the question, Doug, of which coach or athlete right now would you want to be your wingman?